Barney, for handling the kids' corner this morning. Last fall, sometime, I'm not sure which one it was, but I attended a funeral, and during the lunchtime, I believe, I was talking to an individual, and they said, "You know, we never hear a whole lot of preaching on heaven." And I took that to heart, and the Lord took it to heart as well, because he instructed me to prepare a sermon or two or three or four or five on heaven. And you know, we don't hear a lot about heaven. We know that's where we want to go. But you know, sometimes we forget that day by day we need to be looking toward our heavenly home. How many build a house and they don't look forward to going to it? Of course you do. Heaven is our home, and we need to be looking forward to visiting our heavenly home, where we're going to live forever. Isn't that exciting? Forever. Not just once in a while, but we're going to be there forever. And you know, we have a hard time understanding what we're going to do when we get there. But I'm sure that we will learn and we will receive the instruction when we get there. God loves each one of us, and he wants us to live with him in his home. Our scripture lesson is John 14, verses 1 to 6. We hear this all the time, and yet sometimes we need to have it so that we can take it with us and learn of it. And so we're going to read it. John 14, 1 to 6. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This past week, I lost a pastoral friend of mine from Michigan. He took a terrible stroke, and the doctor told the widow, or the wife, that there will be no recovery unless it's a miracle. He went to be with the Lord on Wednesday, and he is enjoying heaven this morning, as all of our loved ones who have gone to heaven. And you know, I sang that song, "When we all get to heaven, let's not wait around." Heaven is going to be a beautiful place. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you that we can come to you and receive all that you have for us. Help us, O God, that we will learn how to describe our heavenly home, and that we will draw close to you. Hear us, we pray. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, it says, "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, Nor has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. Our earthly homes are usually obtained by work and by worry, by payments and by penalties, by sacrifice and by struggle. And after we've built it, we start looking around, now I wish I had done this different. I wish I had put this in that place. We never seem to be quite satisfied. But our heavenly home was purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. It is reserved for those who have been redeemed. Heaven is a holy place for a holy people. And you know, we can't be careless in our living. We need to live as God would have us to live, so that we can be with him. Revelation 21, verse 27 says, "But there shall by no means enter in it anything that defiles or causes an abomination, or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life." Is your name written there? On that page, white and fair? God will write your name in that Book of Life as you receive him as Lord and Master of your life. So the first description is a prepared home. A prepared home. Prepared by the great contractor. And then second, heaven is a prepared home. John 14, verse 2. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." He's gone there to prepare for you and for me. And it's in the stage of construction. Earthly homes are sometimes built with shoddy material and shoddy workmanship. They are temporal and prone to deterioration. And we don't want to see that, but it happens. The Lord spoke the planets into being, the stars, and all of creation into existence. His work is always magnificent. He is preparing our heavenly home, which is eternal. A prepared home for you and for me. And then the third home, it's a peaceful home. Revelation 21, verse 4 says, "And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away." I know some people suffer and suffer and suffer from pain of various kinds. And just to think that when we get to heaven, there'll be no more pain. There'll be no more suffering. And God will be there to take our hand. God will be there to say, "Welcome home. Welcome home. I've got this all ready for you. Move right in." Many homes are without Christ. Some are torn with heartache and strife. some with separation and divorce. The presence of the Lord will permeate our heavenly home. There will be peace and harmony and love that will abound. We will never be left alone. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now you can count on that here, but more so there. Because sometimes we take ourselves away from the presence of the Lord when we ought to be hanging on to him so that we can receive all that he has for us, all the care, all the comfort that we need. A peaceful home. And then number four is a protected home. Matthew 6:20 says, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Earthly homes are subject to earthquakes, tornadoes, thefts, fire, and decay. They're unprotected. And you know, we look at the television and we watch the news and we see how these storms take out whole communities. Those are earthly homes. But God is preparing a home that will never decay, that will never fall apart. Our heavenly home will be protected from the elements. There will be no riots, no destruction, no decay. God will dwell among us. He loves us. He cares for each one of us. And then five, our home will be universal. First John 4, verse 14 says, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. All who repent and believe in Jesus Christ are redeemed. Are you redeemed today? Christ has no prejudice. He came to save those of every race, every nationality, every social status. Think back of the verse that you learned in Sunday school, John 3:16. We're going to repeat it together this morning. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves us just that much. And that was the universal home. And then the sixth home is a rewarder. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Answered prayer awaits those who serve God diligently. Are you serving him diligently? Eternal life awaits those who believe in Jesus Christ. I trust that you're believing in him. Is heaven in your future? What have you done to prepare for it? I know we're busy people, but we should never be too busy to prepare to meet our God. Respond to his love for you. Come to him and with all your sin. And you know, I have news for you this morning. There isn't a sin that is too bad that God can't forgive. He forgives every sin that we commit. Even those sins that we forget that we have committed, he forgives. Accept Jesus and be forgiven. You'll be prepared to meet him when the time comes. But I say, don't delay and put it off. 2 Corinthians 1:6-2 says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Are you prepared to meet him? All you need to do is ask him to come in and forgive you. We can talk to our neighbors about things as simple as that, and we have no problem. But you know, many times, coming to Jesus, we kind of feel embarrassed. We should never feel embarrassed to come and receive salvation that Jesus desires to give to us. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you that you have called us to a holy life of forgiveness and the privilege to live with you forever. May we not miss the opportunities to prepare to receive that forgiveness and eternal life that you have made available for each and every one of us. Receive us into your heavenly kingdom, we ask, in your precious name. Amen.